Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we would not be able to do the work that we do. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Adam Kriegel, and he is with Pay by Phone. Welcome, Adam.
Hey, Lee. Thank you. Appreciate having you.
Well, tell us about Pay by Phone. How are you serving folks?
Pay by Phone is the original mobile payment provider for parking. So we have over 20 years of experience helping people pay for parking right from their phone. Actually, a few years before the iPhone and the app and how people are most used to now paying for parking using the Pay by Phone service. So originally founded with the concept of actually paying for phone using a phone call or text, and those options are still available for people here in Atlanta.
And then, so you've been around the globe, I would imagine, and then throughout the United States, but you just launched here in Atlanta?
Yeah, we launched in Atlanta last year, but we are a global company with 35 million users globally, and just super excited to be here in Atlanta. I mean, a real credit to the city and the operator, ATL Plus, here and caring about their users and the parkers, having a choice of how they pay for parking, having access to the best technology. And worth noting that Atlanta is the first major American city to adopt this strategy and bringing in multiple ways to pay for parking from your smart device or phone.
So now, when you launch in a city like Atlanta, what do you first start working with the government? Like, who do you go to first? You go to the office buildings? How do you kind of attack a city?
Yeah, I mean, every structure is different in terms of how they manage parking in that city. So whoever's making those decisions of how parking is managed, enforced, and of course, how people pay for parking, that's who is usually engaging with us and asking us for our services. So here in Atlanta, it's a combination of the city and the municipal offices, as well as ATL Plus, who's the parking operator, and their vision for how people will pay for parking here.
Now, for the people who are unfamiliar with paying via phone, can you talk about the benefits of doing that rather than either paying some guy in a little booth or even more outdated, or where you're putting coins inside of a meter?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly changing a little bit now, but convenience is the number one word we use. You know, the person who appreciates our service most seems to be the parent who's got a couple kids strapped in the back seat, and their alternative is waiting at line at the pay station or finding coins for the meter. But, you know, the new way is now they sit safely in their driver's seat. The kids are strapped in the back seat. They process a payment from their phone quickly, easily, and then they're on their way, and they don't have to worry about juggling kids, breaking a dollar. And it's a great way to communicate too. So they're getting that info in their hand from their smart device of what the parking regulation is, how long they can stay, and of course, the ability to not have to return to your vehicle, but stay in touch with your parking session. So if you're a commuter and you're parking at a commuter station and you're running late back to the car, you can easily extend that parking session remotely or with a voice command. I mean, from the app perspective, we're truly a touchless experience. So you don't have to make physical contact with any payment hardware. And we have integrations with Apple and Amazon. So you can literally talk to Siri and Alexa. I do feel like Michael Knight from Knight Rider on occasion talking, you know, watching Michael talk to his watch to communicate with Kit. And now we're talking to our watches. So Siri can extend our parking session for us using whatever custom command we want in whatever language we choose.
And the using the technology in this manner allows the consumer to actually buy the least amount of parking because they know they can always just add more time to it, rather than in some cases previously you had to kind of assume you're going to be there the longest amount of time and a lot of times overpay for the parking.
That's a really great point, Lee. I was definitely, that was how I practiced paying for parking. Whatever the max day was, I wasn't quite sure. I knew I didn't want to come back. So if the max day was 3 hours, I would typically pay for 3 hours. But that is the one exception. We will not let a parker or driver break that max day rule that the city or operator has in place. So you will, of course, have the ability to extend your parking session. But if you're in a 2 hour, 3 hour max day zone, we won't let you extend past that point.
So now there's a lot of talk about smart city strategies. How does this kind of help Atlanta become a smarter city?
Yeah, I mean, if being smart is being efficient, that's certainly the start of it. You know, we're focusing big time there with our municipal partners who are just looking, and their revenue is getting crushed, and they're just looking for the way they can be maximum efficient. So relying less on hardware, it was something we were already seeing. But now we can facilitate some of these curbside discussions. So to the point of some of the changes we're seeing, we want to be able to adapt quickly. And maybe the restaurant district has that 3 hour max day, but now they've turned into more of a loading zone with higher turnover. And we can help manage that curb and change those regulations on the fly. But it's also helping a city pilot new paid parking locations. I mean, there's an expectation that we're going to see a lower than normal usage of public transit, and that we're going to see people using their personal vehicles more in the near term, but they're going to have to park somewhere. So we're talking with some partners about expanding that paid parking footprint, making room in that parking district for these vehicles. But on the other side, we are wholly owned by Volkswagen, and the Volkswagen vision is really incredible. And the link between our parking session and EV charging is fairly obvious. And communicating with that drivers, letting them know this is a place you can park and also charge your car, talk to the voice assistant and kind of be part of that 5G infrastructure that we're seeing in the future, where that infrastructure is actually communicating directly with your vehicle on your dash, on your heads up display, guiding you to your designated parking area with your designated rate in line with regulations that are specific to you and your vehicle.
Now, how far away are we from that? Because that's like a lot of people dread going to the areas of town where, you know, parking has some challenges and you're always afraid, am I going to be able to get a spot? Am I not going to get a spot? Am I going to have to park, you know, 10 blocks away? Like, how far away are we from saying, okay, I'm trying to go here, just, you know, find me the closest spot?
Yeah, so we're there in some ways already. You know, we have a mapping function in the app, in the Pay by Phone app, where a user can go in and see where parking is. In terms of availability, when we're talking like we are in downtown Atlanta, on street is always really challenging. It's always, you know, right now to predict whether a space on street is available or not, we're using metrics and technology, but it is still a little bit of a guessing game. To go back to that Volkswagen vision, we now have cameras on the back of all of our cars and on the front of all of our cars, paving the way for the autonomous vehicle. And while we're still a little ways away from that driverless experience, those cameras can identify available spaces or what can be perceived as gaps in the parking that would likely be an available space. And when these cars are hooked up in that 5G future, again, a little ways away, but we are enabled through web, we can communicate that data and share it back. So the technology is there from the vehicle side, from the app side. It's really on the city 5G infrastructure side that we're going to see them kind of catch up a little bit, specifically to your question on availability. But, you know, as the parking payment technology is really moving forward, there's a lot that's going to change. So what may be connected to 5G, communicating with our apps, communicating our view, maybe replacing other hardware that we're used to seeing. Of course, payment hardware is at the top of the list for this discussion as people are looking to be contactless and touchless. But, you know, I see a future where there are no gates and a truly frictionless experience driven by license plate scanning technology. But it's going to be on that city to install that. So those cameras are there where people are pulling in and pulling out of those garages.
Now, in the Atlanta market, there's another firm that does something similar. Can you kind of tell us the difference between you and your competitors in this parking payment app kind of business?
Yeah, I mean, they're just like any other app in the world. There's apps sprouting up every day. So we look to kind of the food delivery industry and seeing the Grubhub, Seamless, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and how they manage that competition. We are certainly different. From a company perspective, again, 20 years of experience, a rock solid foundation, being part of the Volkswagen family has allowed us to continue growth even now. So not only are we not furloughing or laying off any of our team, but we're continuing to grow, build out our technology. So more importantly, from the user perspective on the app side, I would urge anyone to go take a look at the app itself, see what the users have to say about it. I mean, you got me on the phone telling you how great our app is, and of course I am talking about the partnerships with Amazon, the partnerships with Apple, and the ability to communicate with the Apple Watch and Siri and Alexa. But we have in the App Store a 4.9 rating with over 250,000 reviews, and those voices tend to speak a lot louder than the sales guy.
Now, what is going to be your footprint here in Atlanta? Like, what's the team in Atlanta going to look like?
Well, we're growing, we're growing the footprint. Right now, we're on street in the downtown municipal parking area. But as we grow in the surrounding areas to, not just municipal on street, but private off street lots, universities, commuter locations, feeder cities around the area. Once people start to see the technology, it really catches on very quickly, and we start to see really nice growth in the market. So when people have that pay by phone app installed on their phone, they start to look for the signs in their neighborhood when they're going to park, which we love. So we have a local team present, but the good part about what we do, there is no hardware. Everything is web-based. So a lot of the work we do is really just support.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the website?
Well, yeah, I would send them to the App Store first. The App Store is great. You can see the reviews, what other people are saying, actual images of the app, how it works from the smartphone. But you can always check out more at paybyphone.com and learn more about our team and what we're doing.
And then the way it works, it's not going to be in a typical area. It's not you and the competitor, right? It's a winner-take-all situation?
Oh, no. I mean, that's, to credit what the city of Atlanta is doing, they're giving the consumers a choice here. And, I mean, I think we see that, to use my food app analogy or the scooters, apps analogy, we tend to see when consumers have a choice, the consumers are the ones that are winning. So, when you pull up and you have that app on your phone, it's going to be the app you're most likely to use. So what ATL Plus is doing here is bringing in redundancy. If one technology platform is having latency issues or downtime, there is a backup and an alternative. But you also have another growth partner, another person to help explain what's happening. Be on street. We've had street teams in downtown Atlanta communicating with the parkers. So taking advantage of what we're doing. But yeah, no, it is an open market. And to not be the analogy guy on your show today, Lee, but we talk a lot about MasterCard and Visa. When the Visa check card first came out, it was really innovative for a store to accept the Visa check card. But now, if you walk into a store and they only accepted Visa and not MasterCard, you'd wonder why. And if you only had MasterCard in your wallet, you may be left wanting.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. And this is great news for the Atlanta Parkers to have more options. And best of luck. And if there's anything we can be doing to help you get the word out, please let us know and we'll continue to follow this story.
I appreciate it, Lee. Download the Pay by Phone app. That's what you can do. Paybyphone.com.
All right. Will do. All right. This is Lee Cantor. Thank you for listening to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And thank you to the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. See y'all next time.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.